I'm Christopher Husted. We at KBIA have found strength in our community during the COVID-19 crisis. In our series, Where You're At, we're calling our neighbors to see how they're coping during the pandemic. Here's Seth Bodine's call with Joe Chevalier, owner of Yellow Dog Bookshop in Columbia.
How are you doing?
Well, we're holding on. There are kind of two sides. There's just life at home with children both out of school. One is in sixth grade, one is in second grade, and it's an adjustment to have them home all day and try to figure out how to manage them, keep them focused on the projects they're getting from the school system, and without us stressing out too much and without stressing them out too much. And the other side is the stress that my wife and I are having over, you know, our businesses with the stay-at-home order and the various other measures. Neither of us is really working in the same way we would have been otherwise.
For having two kids at home, you know, how have you been managing that school and helping with them?
Oh, it's been hard. My daughter is in sixth grade, is a little more, since she's older, she's a little more focused and self-managed anyway. So she's able to look at her assignments daily and enjoys working on that by herself. And my son, who's in second grade, is, you know, any second grader, it's a little harder to keep them focused. So I've mostly been at the shop in the daytime when he's trying to do his schoolwork. So it's fallen a lot on my wife and also on my mother-in-law who lives with us to try to manage him and keep him entertained. And then just keep everyone happy when we're all in the house together much more than we used to be.
What's something specific you miss about life before the stay-at-home order?
I really miss the daily interactions in the bookshop. One of the things I love about having the shop is being able to talk to people about books and see the books that people bring in to sell. And since we're shut down, I can't do that. So it's lonely in here. And this is, I'm sure, happening with a lot of people that we miss social interaction.
What are you worried about?
You know, depending on how long the shutdown goes, you know, we're aware that at some point we won't be able to sustain the business, maybe, you know, depending on how things go. And so that's a worry, that if it goes on or if it's this, you know, the pattern they're saying of relaxing and then shut down again, relax and shut down, you know, will we be able to keep things going? The other fear is that when things are relaxed, what happens if we get sick? What would that look like? When you're a small business or you know, Kelsey's integral to the Art League, even if we weren't sick enough to go to the hospital, but if we just had to be isolated for 3 weeks, for 4 weeks, that would be a major impact on our livelihoods as well. So
once this is all over, what do you look forward to?
I look forward to this kind of the normal practices of our everyday lives. Again, assuming, you know, these my favorite place to survive, you know, going into Sparky's, going into Pizza Tree, going to Uprise, going to movie theaters. You know, I hope being able to just go out without fear again, you know, without the sort of paranoia that can creep in when you don't know, you know, how do I get this disease? How, you know, what will happen?
Thanks for listening to Where You're At. If you want to share your story, email KBIA at news@kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted.